You're listening to a podcast from Victory. What does it mean to fish for people? Find out more about evangelism in week two of our anniversary series, Radical.
Allow me to welcome you to Victory Green Hills, the home of the brave and the honest. No, just kidding. I'd just like to thank you really for taking your Sunday to come and worship with us. We rejoice with you. And before I start, just like to give you a little introduction about myself. My name is Chinky. I'm one of the Victory Group leaders here. And before I start, we are celebrating our 30th year anniversary this whole month. And the reason why we want to celebrate it, may kasabihan tayong mga Pilipino, ang taong hindi marunong lumingon sa kanyang pinanggalingan ay ano? Dugtungan nyo? Ay ano? May stiff neck. Tama kayo. May stiff neck. No, we just need to learn how to look back where we all started. It all started in 1984 and how the movement has grown. Allow me to ask you this question. What do you think is the most valuable thing for you? When you say thing, gamit, ah, para sa'yo, ano yung pinakamahalagang ano, gamit para sa'yo? Okay? Let's open the mic. Tanong lang tayo. Ba't tuwing dumadaan ako, bumababa kayo, tapos parang hinahanap kayo? Nagpa-flashback ka nung high school, no? Pag dumadaan ang professor mo, no? Sige. Ano yung pinakamahalagang bagay para sa'yo? Ikaw.
Hello, yan. For me, honestly talaga, Bible na ngayon.
Wow! Uy, bigyan ka ng prize to. Hindi yung ano. Hindi sagot pag Miss Universe, yung totoong sagot. Yung talagang pagising mo, di ba? Yung parang, pag ito nawala sa'yo, grabe. Ano?
Sige, cellphone.
Tignan mo, lumabas ang tunay na sagot. Ah, pakita nga cellphone. Pakita yung cellphone. Ayan, di ba? Imagine mo pag nawala... Uy, naka-selfie ka pa rito, ha? Di ba pag nawala ito, mahalaga sa'yo? Yes or no? Ano pa? Ano pang mahalaga? Sir, what's your name?
Andrew.
E? Andrew, what's important? Yung isang bagay, pag dalawa talaga sa'yo, parang nadi-disorient ka.
May glasses.
Glasses. Bakit naman?
Malabo yung mata ko.
Ah, malabo ba? Oh. Obvious nga, no? You know what? One time, ang nangyari sa akin, normally when I go to a place, especially I'm invited for a speaking engagement, I don't normally wear my suit or jacket immediately. So one time, pagdating ko doon, ang nangyari, bumaba ako, hawak ko yung dalawang cellphone ko. Tapos, sinuot ko yung jacket ko, tapos umakit kami from first floor to third floor. So I was waiting for 15 to 20 minutes, medyo hindi ko pa time, bigla na sinabi ko sa assistant ko, kunin mo yung cellphone ko. Tapos sagot sa akin ang assistant, sir, inabot ko sa'yo. Eh kung inabot mo sa akin, ihawak ko. Wala nga eh. Hinanap sa bag, wala. Tapos, nagtanungan, wala. So in other words, ano nangyari? Nawawala. So grabe, sabi ko. Alam mo yung cellphone, okay lang na mawala yung cellphone, hindi yung cellphone eh. Yung numbers at the same time, yung mga dates, calendars, notes. Gets nyo? Eh so, nag-backtrack kami. 30 minutes na nawawala. Siyempre, 30 minutes na akong stress. Nagpapalpitate na ako. Pinapawisan ako. Ang aircon, lamig-lamig, pinapawisan ako. Siyempre. And then all of a sudden, biglang umakyat yung assistant ko. Sir, good news. Ano? Nakita namin. Bad news. Ayaw isauli. Hindi, nakita nila. So nakita na nung sinuli sa akin, sabi ko, what a great relief. You know what happened? Saan nakita? Malapit sa CR. Di ba nagpalit ako ng damit? Naiwang ko. Grabe. So the point is, if you lose something that is valuable to you, your world start to crumble. Is that right? Yes or no? And this afternoon, I want to share with you based on text, based on our Bible, the story of what we call as the lost sheep. It's found on Luke chapter 15, verse 1 up to 7. Let's open our Bible, please, to Luke chapter 1, verse 15. Let's read this, 1, 2, 3. The tax collectors and the what? Sinners were all gathering around to hear what? That the Pharisees and teachers of the law were whispering among themselves. Ano sinasabi nila? This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Then Jesus told them a story. He said, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Won't he leave the what? 99 in the open country, and won't he go and look for the one lost sheep until he finds it? And the next, when he finds it, he will joyfully put it on his shoulder and go home. And then he will call his friends and neighbors saying together, and he will say, be joyful with me. I have found my lost sheep. And last verse, please. I tell you, it will be the same in heaven. There will be great joy when one sinner turns away from sin. Yet there will be more joy than 99 godly people who do not need to turn away from their sins. Let us bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, I pray this afternoon that you'd speak to us. In a very familiar story about the parable of the lost sheep, I pray that you would give us a fresh revelation and a fresh perspective on what you want to say specifically with this story. This in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you look closely in this message, diba, kung titignan mo siya at lalagyan mo siya ng title for this message, and this is the title, it's called Sinners Matter to God. Why can I say that sinners matter to God? It's found again on Luke chapter 15, verse 1. The tax collectors and the sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. I would like you to read, when you read the Bible, you should not read the Bible based on the present happening right now. You should read the Bible based on the time where it was written. It was written during the time of Jesus, so you have to look at it based on that context. During that time, yung context ng tax collector, pag sinabi mong tax collector, sa totoo lang, ito lang ha, hindi ko naman sinasabi, I hope you understand, if you work for a certain branch of organization, di ba pag pinagsasabi, nagtatrabaho siya taga BIR. Ngayon, like for example, may friend nga ako eh, tapos kapitbahay siya taga BIR, tapos after a few months, bumili na sasakyan, mga maganda, sabi niya, syempre naman, taga BIR sila. Yung perception ba, hindi maganda? Tama o mali? Yun yung panahon ngayon. Pero alam mo, mas grabe nung panahon ni Jesus. During the time of Jesus, kasi these are fellow Jews. So magkaano sila eh. Parang Pilipino sa Pilipino. But they work for the king, for Rome. So they overtax people, overtax businesses to the point that most of them are not eating already well. So tax collectors during those times are what? Considered as the scum of the earth. The lowest of the lowest. Pag yun na talagang pandidirian ka. Para mas maunawaan nyo nung ibig kong sabihin. During the time, kahit na ganun ang status ng mga tax collector, anong ginawa ni Jesus? Jesus don't even mind what other people think and what other people say. Why do you think he do that? Because I do believe Jesus loved the sinners. Amen? And then ito lang, before I continue this message, allow me to present to you yung ano ba, yung context ba nito kung na-associate ka sa mga tax collector ng panahon kay Jesus. Ako rin may ko-confess din ako sa inyo. Since okay lang, these following people are all not already present here on earth, so I can already divulge this. Meron ako mga pinuntahang mga bansa na hindi nyo lang alam. At the same time, yung mga bansang yun medyo controversial ng konti. During the time, I was negotiating for their country and I was trying to negotiate something. So I took also the opportunity to have a selfie picture. Pero hindi ko yung pinost until today. Ngayon ko lang ipopost to live in public. Ang unang litrato na ka-selfie ko, please lang. Yung pangalawang na ka-selfie ko. At hindi nyo alam to, no? Ito secret to, no? I'm this year I'm already 85. Do I look like one? To prove to you that already 85, this picture was taken in the 1940s. Imagine mo, Kung ka-selfie mo, itong mga tao, ito nung panahon, tapos pinost mo yan sa Instagram o Facebook, ano sa palagay mo lalabas? Yung mga comments. Anong comments? You Nazi, di ba? You're a terrorist, di ba? Nagets nyo? That is the association of what Jesus did during that time when he associated with the sinners. You know what? But Jesus never cared about what other people say. What? Because Jesus loved the sinners. Amen? And you know what? Sinners matter to God. Kaya nga, very, very important to na kailangan natin maunawahan, mga kapatid, no? May mga naririnig ka bang mga ano, pag nag-invite ka ng mga tao sa church? Katulad kanina, may kinausap ako eh. Tapos sinasabi ko, oh, kamusta ka na? Nag-church ka ba? And alam niya na Christian ako. Sinasabi niya, nako, mahirap sumama sa inyo. Daming bawal. Kasi ang concept ng karamihan ng tao ay ganito. Tsaka na lang ang pagpunta ng church pag ako ay ano? Pag ako ay ano? Handa na. Ready na. Tama mali. Let me tell you this truth. Hindi mo na kailangan magpadoktor kung ikaw ay magaling na. Hindi mo kailangan magpagupit ng buhok kung maikli na ang buhok mo. The reason why we need to come to God because we are what? Sinners. And praise be to God that God doesn't judge us for the mistakes that we have done, but God looks at us at the potential that we can have in our life when we have a relationship with Him. Amen? Yun yung good news. And to prove to you that God is indeed loving the sinners, just you can find it on Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, but God demonstrate what? His own love for us in this. While we were still what? Christ died for us. You and I just need to be reminded that Christ came here to this earth not to save the righteous but the unrighteous. Jesus died here on earth not for the good ones but for the evil ones. God sent His Son here not to save the saints but to save the sinners. Amen? Kaya nga, alam mo, the more that you are sinning, the more that you are qualified to come to Christ. And God is not saying, have you done this? Have you repented of your sins and everything? No, you just need to come as you are. Yun ang gandaan dito eh. You can come in shorts, you can come in ano, any type of what clothes. Walang dress codes dito, walang kailangan. One time nga, may isang tao, pero hindi taga-church dito, not another church, they were telling the story. There was a woman who was very distracted with the two of her seatmates. One of her seatmates na talagang punong-puno ng tato habang nag-worship kay Lord. Diba? Tapos may earrings pa. Tapos yung katabi naman niya, Becky. Diba? Yung nag-worship, medyo expressive ng konti, masaya. Tapos sinasabi niya, grabe, nakaka-distract ko mga katabi ko. Alam mo, sabi ng mga ushers namin, ma'am, okay lang. Because Jesus did not only die for you, but Jesus also died for them. Amen? So very, very important that we need to understand that Christ died for the sinners. But right now, what was the response of the Pharisees? Okay, when you say the Pharisees, the teacher of the law, it's found on verse 2. It says here on Luke 15, verse 2, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were what? Whispering among themselves. Ika nga ng chichismis. Chika-chika, ola-ola, kita mo si Jesus, sino makasama? They said, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Again, allow me to show you, mag-ano lang tayo, backtrack lang tayo, to give you a context of how would you know during those times na ka-friendship mo talaga yan, na talagang BFF mo itong taong ito. The only way that you can know is when you eat with them, when you sup with them, when you have dinner with them, when you have lunch with them. It means say that you are close with these people. Can you remember the Last Supper? Yung picture sa ano nyo, sa dining table nyo? Sino kasama ni Jesus sa Last Supper? Sino? Because the 12 disciples are very close to His heart. Kaya nga, they have ano, supper together. Ganon din siya. When you sup or when you have a supper or let's say eat with this type of people, it means say that you are close with them. So Jesus during that time was eating with them, and the reaction of the teachers of the law or the righteous people or the religious people was to judge Jesus, that Jesus was a friend of what? Sinners. Instead of showing compassion to the lost, they judge the lost. Alam mo, sa totoo lang, yung mga religious people nowadays, righteous people nowadays, minsan hindi po siya naiiba sa mga Pharisees of the law. What do I mean? Alam mo, sa tinatagal ko na magiging Kristiyano, one thing that I've learned, the most judgmental people in the world are the righteous and the religious people. Alam mo, minsan, guilty din ako, lalo nag-umpisa ako. Lalo na, syempre, dati may mga ginagawa ka na hindi tama, ngayon medyo maayos-ayos ka na, bigla na lang yung mga friends mo nagmumura. Di ba, pag nagmumura, grabe, mura sila ng mura. Ibang klase mga yan. Tapos yung isang friend mo, yosi ng yosi, parang dragon. Grabe, ha? Amoy impyerno siya. Tapos, nagsisinungaling siya, he's trying to, ano. Tapos we tend to judge, what? Hello? When I say hello, can you say hi? Hello? Alam mo, we used to be like them. Ganon din naman tayo dati, di ba? Grabe. We're no different than them. Ano man difference na ngayon? We are just saved right now by grace and by faith. Binago tayo ni Lord. Kaya nga, we cannot look at them just like the Pharisees. We should what? Show compassion to these people. On Romans 14:13, it says here, therefore, let us stop passing what? Instead, make up your mind not to put any what? Or obstacle in the way of your brother or your what? Sister. Minsan nga, meron ng ano eh, di ba? Yung, pabalik na nga kay Lord, di ba? Gusto na makilala si Lord. Tapos minsan, wedding, papanggap lang yan, no? Kasi syempre, wala na siyang choice. Pakitang tao lang yan. You know what? Instead of us judging them, why don't we just help them? Amen? Kasi minsan talaga, yung mindset talaga natin, iba talaga tayong mag-isip eh. That's the reason why we cannot think with our own selfish mind. We have to think with the mind of Christ. Why? Because sinners matter to God. Again, everybody say, sinners matter to God. So, what happened next? You know what? Noong nakita na Jesus na pinag-uusapan na sila, and then, alam mo si Jesus talaga, pag nagtuturo siya, hindi siya straight to the point. He would always teach in parables. And he started to talk to the Pharisees and then share this parable. In Luke 15 verse 3, it says here, then Jesus told them a story. He said, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Won't he leave the 99 in the open country? And won't he go back and look for the one lost sheep until he finds it? When he said this, what? This scripture, as a matter of fact, when I was studying this scripture, I felt that there is something strange. Have you noticed something strange here? Strange in a sense. Why would you sacrifice the 99 for the one? Tama mali. Normally, isa lang naman. May 99 pa naman. Protektahan ko tong 99. Huwag na yung isa. But you know what? God, the Holy Spirit, and spoke to me and told me, Chinky, come on, you gotta listen. The 99 are in a stable. Di ba? May ano yan, shepherd, tapos meron siyang, ano, kural ba? The 99 are already in a safe place. The 99 are already fed. They're given water. They're in a place of a safe what? Refuge. Would you agree? Yes or no? But the one outside is in the wilderness, sa kagubatan. Maraming ferocious animal, prowling, waiting for that lost sheep. He is probably scared. He's probably disturbed. He's probably lost. He probably doesn't know what he's doing. So there is a chance for that lost sheep to be slaughtered. Amen? So anong ginawa niya ng shepherd? He searched for the lost what? Sheep. Because again, for him, it's a representation of us right now. The 99 are the people who have already a relationship with what? Christ. But that's not enough. We are so blessed every Sunday. We're here in an air conditioning room unit. We're hearing the gospel. We're being fed mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You know what? Even though we're fed here, we just need to be reminded that there's still a lost sheep out there. Amen? The reason why we got saved is not for us to relax and chillax. The reason why we got saved is because we have to think like shepherds and we need to what? Reach out to the lost sheep. We need to go out there and look for the lost. We cannot wait for them to come to the church. We cannot wait for them to come and find the church. We cannot tell the sheep, oh, everybody say, ba, ba, they will listen and babalik na yan, ba. Hindi, hindi babalik yun. Where is the lost sheep? If the lost sheep is in the wilderness, we have to go to the wilderness. Amen? If the lost sheep is in your office, you got to go to your office and get that lost sheep. If your lost sheep is in your campus, you have to go to your school campus and get back that lost sheep. If your lost sheep is in your relative's house, you got to go and go to your what? Relative's house and get that lost sheep. In order for you to appreciate what I'm trying to say, that we need to go out there and bring back the lost sheep, why don't we watch this video?
Sa trabaho ko dahil araw-araw ako, kapos na lagi sa oras, sabi nga sa amin eh, naghahabol ng biyahe. Doon na lang ako sa ano, natutulog, mga gasolina na lang nagpapahinga. May approach sa akin na in-invite akong mag-Bible study. Eh, dahil nandoon naman din ako, inano ko, pinagbigyan. Doon yung nag-usap talaga siya sa akin, mang ano, yung parang yung sipag ko pala, wala lang yun. Kumbaga, kinukwinta ko yung mga nakukuha ko. Wala palang halaga yun. Kahit isa doon, yung kaluluwa ko man lang, hindi ko man lang maisalba. Ngayon, dito ko na nilalaan yung kalahating araw ko bilang pasasalamat sa Panginoon. Dati mayayain ako, excited na akong i-invite yung mga napapalapit sa akin na ano, taxi driver din. Ito, pag nakikita ko yung ano, yung mga na-invite ko, na nandito na sila, nag-a-attend, mas masarap ang pakiramdam ko kaysa yung makakamit ako ng mga materyales na mabibili ko dahil sa pagbibiyahe ko. Sa maliit na paraan, ayun sa palagay ko, yun, dahil yun ang kaya ko. Yun ang magpapatunay na ano, masasabi ko talaga na basta driver, Jesus lover.
Basta driver, Jesus lover. Baduy, no? Pero totoo, ha? Grabe, grabe talaga. This guy understood that he was a lost sheep before. And right now, he has been found. Right now, ano naman yung feeling niya? I got to also find other lost sheep. Hindi siya naghanap sa ibang lugar, sa sphere of what? Influence niya. Amen? Alam mo, I really thank God and praise God daily that God allowed mighty men and women of God who invited us in this church. Amen? I can still remember one man who had really invited me in this church. His name is no other than R.B. Bonifacio. R.B. Bonifacio is the brother of Joey Bonifacio, our head pastor in Victory Fort. So when I was still in business during the time, my goal was to enrich myself and become a taipan, tycoon, or sometimes even a typhoon. So my focus was only to make a lot of money. But you know what he did? I was lost during that time. Even I was making a lot of money, it was empty. But this guy told me, you know what? Just like what the driver said, what if you gain the whole world but you lose your very soul? Do you know where you are going? And he shared the love of God to me. He discipled me. He invited me to his home to eat with him. And I saw how he treated his wife. I saw how he treated his family. And I got a clear image and picture of myself. And I go, one day if I have a family, I will treat my wife and my kids just like how he treats his. Amen? So the same thing that he has done, I just felt as part of my DNA, I need also to go out and find the lost sheep who's just like me before in the past. There's another guy that I engaged during that time. His name is Randall Chongson. Randall Chongson is a registered financial planner. During that time, you know how I invited him? You know, I tried to set an appointment with him 7 times, and 7 times he stood me up. 7 times, but I never gave up. On the 8th time, he obliged, and when we met, during the time, it was timely because during the time, he was at the crossroads of his life. He was asking, should I continue my job or if I continue to do what I love to do? And then after that, I prayed for him. I never shared the gospel. And then after that, he continued to communicate with me through Facebook and chat. After that, we met another time. And then again, I never shared the gospel. On the 3rd time, that was the time I shared the gospel. And he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And after that, the things has never been the same again. Randall Chongson is one of the most productive Victory Group leaders here in Green Hills. Amen? And then another person that I personally met and engaged with was no other than Mr. Victor Tan. Victor Tan owns a multi-million business. Unfortunately, suddenly his business collapsed. And I just felt that there was an urge for me that he was lost during that time. He doesn't know what to do. So I shared the love of God to him, invited him to church, planted him in church right now. Victor Tan is one of the most progressive Victory Group leaders, especially ministering to business people. Another person that I also personally met is no other than Joe Domingo of Love Notes. Do you know Joe Domingo of Love Notes? Yes or no? Yung mga umoo, magkaedad po tayo. 80s na 80s. Yung mga bata, sino siya? Sino? Diba, Magic 89.9 TM, diba, during that time, Love Notes. First time I encountered him, when I invited him over my radio program during that time, and I interviewed him, and he shared his story. And during that time, I just felt that there was an urge for him. I know he's a goody-goody guy. He helps also a lot of people, but I know he needs Christ in his life. So during that time, I had a financial seminar. So I asked him, can you invite you and your entire family to go to my seminar? So all of them went. And after that, that same Sunday, I'm going to preach also in Victory during that time. And I asked him, can you invite your family to come to Victory? And he brought his entire family to Victory. And ever since they stepped into Victory, they never left. Right now, Joe Domingo is in the Star family, migrated already to Australia. And you know what happened? They have already a house church in Australia. Amen? Come on, let's give God praise. 1 am I telling this story to you? Because especially if you're part of this church of Victory, you just got to know where we came from. This church was built not only for the people who are already found. This church was built for people who are lost. Who are lost, who are hurting, who doesn't know their way in life. Especially, sino sa inyo pumupunta ng Victory? Ay, hindi kayo pumupunta ng Victory? Ano to? Anong church to? Anong church to? Naguguluhan ako eh. Kasi marami rin ako churches na pinupuntahan. Nagpupunta kayong Victory? Abuti naman. Oo, tama. Di ba minsan pag tinatanong ka, taga saan ka, taga Victory, ano yung comment? Oy, pangmayaman na church. Huh? Ngayon narinig niyo yan? Mga artistahin ng mga church. Nandun kasi si Piolo Pascual. Si Christian Bautista, Connie Reyes, at Chinkitan. Ano lang yan, wala. Publicity lang yan. And they would say, ang laki na ng church. Narinig niya, ang laki-laki na ng church nyo. Yes or no? You know what? What our senior pastor, the founder of Victory as a movement, inculcated to each and every leaders of this church? Ano masabi niya? Unless there is one person who is lost out there, our church will never be big enough. This church is never about you and me. This church is for the people who are lost and hurting. We were once lost, but right now we are found. But the question is, what are we doing now? What matters to God are the lost sheep. What matters to God are the lost people. People who used to be like us. Why? Again, sinners matter to God. And the reason why we exist as an organization, some things never change. It's called SOBS. Same old boring stroke since 1984 up to the present. Why do we exist as an organization? We are here to what? We are here to what? Honor God and make disciples. 30 years from now, mag 60 years pa rin, ganun pa rin tayo. Same old boring strokes. Honor God and make disciples. And look, what was the response of the shepherd when he found the lost sheep? In Luke 15 chapter 5, it says, when he finds it, he will joyfully put his hand on your shoulder, go home. Then he will call his friends and relatives or neighbors and he will say, be joyful with me for I have found my lost sheep. Remember the prodigal son? Yes or no? When the prodigal son came home, repented of his sin, and told his father, please don't accept me as my son, as your father, or as a son. Accept me as your what? Slave. Since the father saw his true repentance, what did the father did? Return the robe, return the ring, and throw off a what? Party! Chug, 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 chug. May disco ball pa. Come on! On Luke 15, verse what? 7, it says here, I tell you, it will be the same way what? Not only here on earth, but also in what? Heaven. There will be great joy. One sinner turns away from sin. Yes, there will be more joy rather than 99 godly people who do not need to turn away from their what? Sins. Whew. Why? Sinners matter. Matters. To God. Mahalaga. And what matters to God should matter to us. Amen? What God loves, we should love. On 1 Timothy, allow me to close with this scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 5, it says, ano, pakibasa natin? 1, 2, 3? So, wait. This is good and pleases God our Savior. How can we please God? It says, He wants all what? People to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one mediator between God and mankind, and that man, Christ Jesus. The only time that I see also another verse that you can please God is with faith. Diba sinabi? Without faith, it is impossible to what? Please God. If you really want to please God, what it says here, He wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. Mga kapatid, we have a role to play. Please. Never say that you're too busy. Never say that you're not yet equipped. Never say, I don't know, it's not time for me. You know what? If R.B. Bonifacio said that during that time, I don't think I will be here today. If your friend said that, or your relative who invited you here in Victory said that, you won't be here today. Amen. God loves the sinners because what? Sinners matter to what? God. Last slide, please. Let's all stand and let's pray. Let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just pray and thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that you died for the sinners, not for the saints. You died for the unrighteous, not for the righteous. You died for the people who are evil, not for the good. Lord, and we are so very much qualified. Lord, we are on top of your list. We are saved by your grace, by your love, not by our good works, not because we found you, but actually you found us. Can we please close the lights, please? It's just bowing an attitude of worship. If you are here joining us in Victory for so many months or years, and some of you probably, you are in a crossroads also of your life, and you're asking, Lord, can you still really forgive me? Chinky, kung alam mo lang kung ano nagawa kong pagkakamali sa buhay at kasalanan, I don't think that God can forgive me. If you are hearing these things to you, if you are hearing these things to you, let me tell you this, that is a lie from the enemy. Isang malaking kasinungalingan yan. Kung meron ka talagang isang kasalanan na nagawa na hindi kanya kayang patawaran, simple lang ang buhay. It means to say, Jesus Christ died for nothing. Walang saisay ang pagkamatay ni Jesus sa Kalbaryo. Nagpapako siya na walang saisay. Nagpakahirap siya na walang saisay. But the good news is, Christ died for something. And Christ died for someone. And Christ died for us. You know what? Some of you here, you're so hard on yourself. You have forgiven those people who have hurt you. You have asked forgiveness from God. But the last person you haven't forgiven yourself is yourself. God wants to tell you, anak, it's time for you to let go. Anak, it's time for you to come home. You are lost, but right now, you are found. This is your homecoming today. And if God, the Holy Spirit, is speaking to you, my brothers and my sisters, and you're saying, Chinky, I'm indeed lost. I don't know where I'm going. As a matter of fact, I don't even know if I'm going to heaven or hell. And if you're saying you're lost, you don't know where you're going, and you say, I want to go to God and I want to know my way to heaven. And if that is you right now, with all eyes closed and heads bowed, I want you to raise your hands. If you're saying, I want to pray and accept Jesus Christ in my life right now, yes, 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 God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, yes. And if you're raising your hands right now, I want you to pray this simple prayer. You just pray this simple prayer in your mind and in your heart. You say, Heavenly Father. You say, Heavenly Father, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I know that I am lost. I'm living in the wilderness of fear. I'm living in the wilderness of doubt, shame, unbelief. Lord, my world is falling apart. But the good news is, Lord, today I am found. Today I am coming home. Father, today I open my life. I surrender my life to you. And I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. You will be my shepherd. Your staff and your rod will guide me. Wherever you go, I will go. Whatever you will say, I will do. Father, thank you for your forgiveness. And thank you for the gift of eternal life you have given me today. In Jesus' name, you can put down your hands. I want to pray for the last group of people. Yes, God saved us. God loved us. We are the 99 right now inside the pen. We are safe. We are secured. We are in a place of refuge. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. But let us be reminded that there is one lost sheep still out there. That lost sheep is still hurting. That lost sheep is still at the wilderness. They don't know what they're doing. Instead of judging them, why don't we go out and find them and bring them here in order for them to have a relationship with God? And if you are saying right now, everybody look up here. Everybody look up here. Do you want to be used by God? Yes or no? Are you willing to take the role of a shepherd today? Yes or no? Why don't I pray for you to impart to you the boldness and the grace to engage people. You don't have to preach the gospel to them. You don't have to memorize a lot of scriptures. All you need to do is just be a friend to them. Do not judge them. Be a friend to the sinners. Pray for them when they're hurting. Listen to their problems. Be with them at their crucial times of their lives. Amen. You want that to happen? Yes or no? If you want it to happen, stretch out both of your hands right now. I'm going to impart grace and anointing, that God will give you the grace and the anointing and the power to be able to minister to people. Father, you see these hands of these people right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit, by the blood of the Lamb, I impart the spirit of boldness to each and every person who's stretching out their hands right now, that you would grant them supernatural opportunities, Lord, to minister to the lost and hurting. That they will be sensitive when they see one. Even, as a matter of fact, they would even feel what they're feeling. They would be able to discern from what is right and wrong. And that they will never be afraid to pray for someone. They will never be afraid to minister to someone. Father, I pray that you would give them the heart of Christ, the heart of compassion for the lost. Father, remove the heart of judgment in our lives, that we will be more sensitive, Lord, that we will think that we were once like them. Father, I just pray, Lord, whatever their field of expertise, whether they're professionals, they're doctors, they're dentists, they're lawyers, they're actors, actresses, students, Lord, business people, I pray, just like the taxi driver, he infected the people around his sphere of influence. And Father, I pray that you would use us today. You say, Lord, everybody say, Lord, use me. Use me to become a shepherd in order for me to minister to the lost. Lord, I thank you that you have used R.B. Bonifacio to reach out to me. And the same, Lord, Father, compassion that he reached out to me is the same compassion, Lord, where I'm asking for each and every person inside this room. Lord, bless us, O Father. And as we obey your command, Lord, in return, I know, Lord, the fruit of our labor, you would not only bless us mentally, you will not only bless us emotionally, you will not only bless us spiritually, you will even bless us financially. Father, I pray that this prayer, Lord, Father, will be sealed by your blood, and the enemy can never steal that away from them, that we will be conscious every time when we meet a person, there is a lost person out there. Grant us the grace to overcome and to win, to become victorious in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody say a mighty what? Amen and amen. Come on, give God praise. Come on. Are you blessed today? Yes or no? You know what? If you are blessed today, the reason why God wants to bless you so that you can become a blessing to others. Now, after 30 years, SOBS, why do we exist? We exist to what? Honor God and make disciples. God bless you and see you next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.